An interval becomes an absence. The duration, the context, the circumstance make a lull into a lack. That space between, the pregnant pause, and the framework that demarcates it all create a tension. A tension that generates an object, a containment. Or is it a container? The container holds the space. The space acts on the container. That space between. I can nudge that limit slightly closer. Is there a presence yet? Is it there? Did I miss it? I pull the line back. Nudge, absence. Nudge, presence. Where did it go? I am wrestling with space. It's not real. It's my wrestling that makes it real. Between me and... What happens if I walk away and stop wrestling? Does the space disappear? Does that mean it was never there? It is there. I need it to be there. I don't need visibility. I don't need to touch it. But I need it to be there. That space between must be something real. Nudge those limits closer. They are firmly in place. Push them closer. Then I'll know it's real. That thing I'm wrestling with. If it's in relation to me, then it must be real. It must be something. Pull those limits apart. And then what? Nothing? Emptiness? I fall into the space between. I fall into my grief. The absence is overwhelming. The nothingness can't hold me. The between me and fails me. The inadequacy propels me forward. Toward that distance. That distance between me and, between here and there, emerges again. Is that space? The nothingness of it is terrifying. All my efforts to describe it, to diagram it, to make it something, are in the hope that working out the edges will prop up their contents. If the trace exists, then the referent must be real. It must have been there. I can know that, even if I can't hold it. The work of the container is to contain. The emptiness is working on the container. It leaves an impression. A marker of its existence that is somehow more real than the original. The trace is both absence and presence. It has left its mark, the mark of being desired. The rhythm of the interval persuades me that more is coming to punctuate the absence. The rhythm comforts the tension. The rhythm confronts the tension. Comfort and confrontation wrestle with each other. The tension reveals the desire, which reveals the desirer. If it's real, then I must be real. I desire the space, the presence, the interval. My desire creates the object, the space in between. The absence and presence need each other, and I need them.